Welcome to Dish Nation. Because we gonna rock your world. Oh my goodness. Now we gotta check in with the crew, y'all. That's my crew here in Atlanta and in LA. What's up, y'all?
What's up?
Coming up, we'll explain how Jay-Z might have the blueprint to help educate young people, and Amy Schumer educates us a little too much about her sex life. But first, Frank, what you got?
All right, for the longest time, Cameron Diaz was one of the busiest actresses in Hollywood.
Yep.
And then at the top of her fame, one day just walked away from the business altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, as an actor myself, I can tell you that being a movie star comes with a lot of pressure.
It's a lot.
Well, in a conversation with Gwyneth Paltrow, Cameron was flinging the goop.
Check out what she said.
What did it feel like to walk away from a movie career of that magnitude, that much success?
A peace. I got a peace in my soul. You know, because I finally was taking care of myself.
So, Brad, Cameron was making a lot of money. Do you think she did the right thing walking away from those checks for her own, like, personal well-being?
Yeah, for her sanity, absolutely. All money ain't good money, and sometimes you need a break from it all. So that's what she decided to do. I'm not mad.
And you know, when she got married, it felt like when she got married, she made a decision at that very moment that her husband and family was going to be priority. And I feel like a lot of people in Hollywood, they don't have that balance. And so they have to end up choosing their relationship, their work, and then we see them break up and meet somebody else and back and forth, and she didn't want that.
Right.
And she has kept her relationship on the low, and they have been good. They have a baby now. Like, her life is good, and she's glowing. Honestly, she's glowing. Right.
I mean, she was one of the first women in Hollywood to get $20 million for a film.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
If she ever needs money, she can always come back and promote hair gel. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's sell out.
Cameron's not the only one getting personal. Her pal Gwyneth opened up about her first marriage. Now, she's remarried to Brad Falchuk now, but listen what she said about her split from Chris Martin. She told British Vogue, "We were close, though we never really fully settled into being a couple. We just didn't quite fit together. There was always a bit of unease and unrest, but man, do we love our children." Now, Gwyneth and Chris, they were married for 13 years. Were you surprised that they stayed together so long if she felt like that?
Well, I think a lot of people stay together for the kids, but it sounds like to me, even before the kids, or maybe even after the first one, they never settled in. So it's like, it's weird that they were bringing kids into a situation where it's like, I mean, I like you, but I'm not really fully. So that's a little bizarre, but I do know that people do stay together for the kids, which I think if you're able to do that in a friendly, supportive, loving way, that's awesome to keep the home together.
But they also hung out with other couples a lot. Like, remember when they were married, they were always with Jay-Z and Beyonce. And Jay-Z and Beyonce, like, they're really in love with each other. Like, they have a real relationship.
Even though he cheated on Beyonce, but
then you feel like if you break up,
it don't matter. They still stay together.
But that's interesting.
If you don't have a good relationship and you're around people who have a real relationship, it'll really show all your faults. Like, it'll be like, damn, I don't really like you.
Or you have to worry about breaking up and then you don't get to go hang out with Jay-Z and Beyonce anymore because, well, we're doing a couple things. So it's like, we want to hang out with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Because I have not seen Beyonce with her.
That's actually the first sign that your relationship's not going to work out. If you are that couple who always has plans, and you never have plans with just each other, and you got to be out with other people, and always have to be around other people.
Yeah, then y'all don't
it's
have
because
chemistry.
You can't stand being alone together.
No. She got that good goop.
All right, y'all, it's time for some good ones, baby, for y'all today, honey. First up, honey, is the beautiful honey, Miss Diana Ross's lovely daughter, Miss Tracy Ellis Ross. Now, she shared this bikini picture with the caption, "Pool party, except I don't have a pool, and I'm too scared, honey, to have a party, y'all." Look at Tracy Ellis Ross, baby.
Tracy, I love you.
Yes, bitch. Hey, Tracy,
I got a pool, and you can come over anytime you want.
I got a pool, too, Tracy. Come on over.
I will build one if she comes over. I will build a pool.
Is this a thirst trap? Yes, it is, because she wants the invitation to someone's pool. She's saying, look at this. I could be at your house.
Yeah, it's a thirst trap.
Even pictures of her fully clothed are thirst traps. Like Tracee Ellis Ross is just mysteriously fine.
I'm sorry, Ms. Ross. That's all right, a thirst
trap. I think we can all agree it's a thirst trap, but she looks good. Now, we got a lot of people to roll through here. Do you guys remember Samantha Fox?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day,
What?
Yeah, she was the hot British singer and model from the 80s, and she still wants to have some fun. She posted swimsuit pics with the caption, "Lovely day with my girl, mummy, and great mates." And you guys, in case you don't know or remember, Samantha Fox is 54 years old. Is this a foxy thirst trap, or is she just letting us know at 54? Samantha, she's still got it.
Anytime you over 50, it is not a thirst trap.
Why? Okay, I'm good. I'm on board with that.
And if you look at that handle, it looks like it could be a walker. So that actually brings it down a peg.
Hey, Craig.
You down a walker?
Wait, oh, my God.
Hit him down for the tennis balls.
She really wants to have some fun. She really wants to.
See the water. I cannot. All right, now, I've got Rob Kardashian, y'all. And yes, I'm talking about Rob Kardashian on our thirst trapping. Now, we haven't seen him lately, but look at this picture. It's kind of like cute squinty or whatever. And he put like this odd caption with it. He said, "I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then, it was nothing to me but blinding." So, what y'all think about this?
I think he got a new phone. He's trying to figure out how to use it.
He's on a Zoom call.
He's like,
it's a thirst trap, Portia. Look at those sexy shoulders. I mean, my God, honey. I mean, Rob is giving it. I think it's a thirst trap.
Where?
His shoulders.
So I'm the only Kardashian that you like then, apparently.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, Brat. This one's for you, baby girl. Your boy Jason Momoa was out here tearing it up in a dune buggy, getting all muddy. And of course, he had to be hosed down. He shared some pics saying, "Like a pig of hard to explain this one, but I had an amazing day. Dune coming soon." He's talking about his upcoming remake of the 80s hit Dune. So is he thirst trapping y'all, or is he just promoting his new movie? What's going on, B? What's going on, Brad? Tell me, baby.
He is a walking thirst trap, okay? It just is what it is. When he walks, doesn't matter. Even in the dirt, he just looks thirsty. It just, he's going to make you thirsty.
Could you imagine him coming home to you, honey, and Lisa Bonet just waiting at home, honey, with a pot of stew for him, honey? Oh, my God.
Not a pot of stew.
Stew.
Why can't it be some stew?
That's very sad.
All right, settle down. Everybody put it away. All right.
All right.
I know we're all excited. We're also excited because the countdown is on. In just 10 days, our friend Sherry Shepherd will be back on Dish Nation streaming from her home. Not as a guest, but as an official member of the cast of Dish Nation.
Yes.
We're so excited. Sherry, we cannot wait to come back. And the countdown's on. It's 10 days, folks.
Love it. Love
we got a lot more on Dish Nation to get to, and we'll get to it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Looks like the dude Jay-Z is out here doing big things, man. Word is Jay-Z's Roc Nation is opening a school called the Roc Nation School of Music, Sports, and Entertainment. Now, it'll be a part of Long Island University's Brooklyn campus, and supposedly, the school will offer education in performing arts, the business side of entertainment, and sports. Plus, they're giving 25% of its students scholarships so they can graduate with no student debt. That's what I'm clapping it up for.
Wow. Yes, that's amazing.
Fantastic deal.
Yes.
I think this is beautiful. Jay-Z's always giving back to his community. And, yo, the biggest obstacle after college is job placement. So if Jay-Z and Roc Nation are using this as a kind of like a minor league system, like how baseball does it with baseball players, and they just pluck these kids out of college right after and give them jobs, I'm all for this. This is amazing.
No doubt. Now, Gary, you're known for your contribuable donations to many organizations. Do you feel like more celebrities like yourself and Jay-Z should give back?
Honestly, Hickok, I think more celebrities should give like myself and Jay-Z because I'm not even rich like them. No. Wow.
Why did you just say your name in the same sentence as Jay-Z as far as giving
because back? Because I gave scholarship
$67 to 67 students, okay? That don't count.
All right. right. Well, right. Brad, honey, now I don't know who is more of a diva, your friend Mariah Carey or her son Moroccan, honey. Now let me tell you something. It's like most kids, honey, Rocky has a TikTok. And y'all, he's going viral after making 2 videos. Now I guess he wanted Mariah, y'all, to show her face to his fans, honey, on the app, but she was too busy. And then the next thing I know, baby, Rocky started going off, honey, on his fans, telling them to mind their business, honey. Take a look.
Did you say how to TikTok? TikTok.
Who on TikTok?
My fan.
Tell her I'm on a business call.
First of all, I don't know who you are. You don't need to worry about me. And second of all, my mom wouldn't do that. So please don't do that. And I like actually answering comments and replying to them. And my life is none of your business. No offense. I'm just saying.
Let me tell you something, darling. He cannot be bothered. Okay. You will leave him alone and respect his space, okay? That is his TikTok.
Yes. Mind your business.
Mind it, honey.
Yo, but the ill part, though, is it sounded like that Mariah Carey thought TikTok was a person. And not an actual app.
Oh, my God. Okay, guys. It's time for Portia's Baby Report. Well, honey, it looks like Khaleesi's milkshake is still bringing the boys to the yard, honey. She is pregnant with her third baby.
Oh, yes. Wow. She got caught
that's
out there.
That's right. Khaleesi has announced on Instagram that she is expecting her third bundle of joy by posting a picture of a pregnancy test. Oh, how cute. And also captioned a powerful message to Black mothers during the pandemic. She said, we still live in a country where Black women historically have had the highest maternal mortality rates. Black mamas have the rights, respect, resources to thrive before, during, and after pregnancy. Together, we can change these statistics one woman at a time. Yes, Khalees?
Portia, ain't this what you was just speaking about with the CEO of the March of Dimes Foundation?
I was just speaking about the Black maternal health crisis that we're dealing with right now as far as mortality rate of our kids and our mothers who are going through birth and dying during pregnancy at a number that is disproportionately higher than other races. Mm. So we definitely have that crisis. We had it before the pandemic, and now going through the pandemic, of course, those numbers have increased. So I definitely encourage everybody, just as beautiful pregnant Khaleesi is, to go visit March of Dimes and get more information on how you can support for sure.
That's great.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
Find out what Amy Schumer had to say about being a new parent and sex. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, looks like Amy Schumer is opening up about what new parent sex is like. Now, in a recent interview on the What to Expect podcast, Amy got real about her sex life with husband Chris Fisher after having their now 14-month-old son, Gene. Now, Amy talked about how she wasn't in a rush to have sex after her fupa got sliced open during her C-section. She also said, and I quote, I was very down to wait the 6 weeks, and we're really good about having sex once a week. Otherwise, you're just like roommates, and then it's weird that you're having sex. Once a week?
No, but it does take you a minute to, like, get that engine going again. Like, he has to be very patient. Yeah, because you're not feeling all the way sexy yourself right after a baby. You know what I'm saying? Your body is totally different. And, you know, he has to, like, really convince you that you are still the woman that you were before the baby. You know what I'm saying?
Even if he tickle you, if they tickle you, I thought you could get tickled in that area and it make you good.
Yes, Gary, I didn't know you would know, but yes, it take a lot of tickling for a long time.
So I got to ask you guys as parents, TMI. Besides you, Portia, because you just answered, but is there any truth to what Amy is saying? Head crack?
It definitely is a thing. Like, from a guy's standpoint, you, like, you know, approach it like someone who's touched a hot stove before. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to end up back in that situation where, like, you know, you get her pregnant again, like, immediately. I mean, luckily, I have, like, ninja-like reflexes, and all my babies have been on command. But some people are wild fertile. And there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there's some women out there getting pregnant from, like, tongue kissing. If you kiss Kiki Wyatt after midnight, she has children.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's it.
All right, y'all, keeping it moving. Serena Williams has a painful painful secret that she's kept from us for years, y'all. She's won 23 Grand Slam titles while suffering from horrible migraines.
Yes, man. No.
And it was hard for, and it was hard for her to tell her father, who was her coach at the time. So in a recent People magazine interview, Serena said, "You can't really say, oh, Dad, I have a migraine. I'm going to stop playing. People are like, I don't see swelling. I don't see bruising. Tough it out.
Damn.
I got used to playing through the pain." Wow. So
that explains those sounds she be making when she be playing.
Okay. My goodness. No, she's this had to be tough.
Yeah.
She's a G because I got migraines like a little bit after giving birth to PJ. And to me, my sensitivity was light. Like, I literally had to be in a pitch black room. And for her, she's on a tennis court in the sun. Mm-hmm. Like, if that's her sensitivity, she is a G.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not to take nothing away from Serena Williams, there has been some other athletes who have done things under some very unusual circumstances. Mm. Like, Lance Armstrong won a whole bunch of bike races with cancer. And Mike Tyson actually became heavyweight champion. I think he was burning that night when he won the title.
But let's also keep it 100. The women have a strength that men can't even reach. Y'all's threshold for pain is on another level.
It is.
So migraines, y'all deal with the red monster every month, and migraines on top of that, and then being an athlete and then being a mom.
You better say that. Y'all would shut your whole life down for a whole week within the month. We would have to know that Chewy will not be a dish because Chewy is on his period. Okay. A dad's reaction to the gender of his child had him being crowned as the worst dad ever. Come right back after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, check this out. This is a story about a dude who stormed out of his own gender reveal party because he was upset about the sex of the baby, okay?
Oh,
now,
Lord.
There was a 33-year-old dude who took the Reddit for advice after he pissed off his wife and his in-laws. Now, he shared, and I'll summarize because it was a lot. So he said, "The moment of truth comes, the sparkler, and it turns out to be pink. I don't know what came over me, but I felt a bitter disappointment. At that moment, I snapped. I shook my head. I walked to my car and drove to my sister's house." Now, keep in mind, this dude already has a 5-year-old daughter, so I guess he was totally rooting for a boy, right?
Yeah.
He also said that he was hoping for a boy so he could toss the ball around with him and coach a little bit of Little League, which I completely understand. Now, Heidi, how do you think he comes back from this?
That's tough. And as a woman and previous little baby girl, now I'm wondering if all dads go, "It's a girl."
Right, we do.
What?
Even the mothers do.
No!
In this particular case, yes, because they already had a 5-year-old girl. They wanted one of each, and now they got to keep going for it. So they were both disappointed. He was just very immature about it and drove off like an idiot.
Everybody wants a boy. And listen, here's the thing. When it ends up being a girl...
What? You have a daughter. What are you talking about?
And I love her, but I'm just saying, listen, when you find out it's a girl, you already know you got to wait 9+ months to even try again. You know, then you got to go through the whole birth, everything. To go back to get the boy.
Yeah.
What?
Here's the reason. When you have a little boy, you only have to worry about one penis. When you have a girl, you got to worry about a million penises.
My dad didn't.
Well, no, your dad didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And what if one day little PJ goes, "Mom, when you were having me, did you want a boy?"
I'm going to get the internet scratched. She won't ever see it. I'm going to try to get that deleted off the internet.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.